memory is that it was Scott's opinion that this portion of your insurance policy would cover the operations by your fuel trucks on the airport. And I'm not an expert on it. I'm just parroting what he said that night.
Because off the airport, it's not relative to any of these documents once you leave the airport property.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all had heartburn over that.
I would just maybe, if how would you guys feel about the Note 5 that's been added, which is what we added last time, if we just added to the end of that, applies to fuel trucks not covered under airport liability insurance while being operated on airport premises. That make it more clear that where I'm using them, or where any FBO would use their trucks. Is that?
I don't have a problem with it.
Do we need a? Do you want to make a motion for that, or just is it just?
Yeah, let me make sure I got the.
Is that 6 or in addition to 5?
No, just I would. Well, I was thinking
it's a modification to 5.
Okay. Yeah, that's thinking of add right on the end of 5 and just say that it's.
How about comma while operated on airport premises?
Yeah. Since it's something I'm required to have, I just want to make clear what exactly my coverage is. So, and that's my only issue, and I'm satisfied with this insurance matrix, and I'm not sure if the next step is to put it to a vote or what you have in mind, but once you take it.
I think we should probably, I'm just speaking out of turn here, wouldn't we have to vote on this modification? I'm trying to think how we left it last month.
Well, we've been sort of, some of these edits we've, along the way, over the last 5 or 6 months, we vote on some and some we've just not voted on.
Okay.
That we've established any precedent. So if we want to make it just belt suspended, or we want to make a motion out of that and just vote on it that way. Fish has the committee's blessing to do that.
Just go ahead and do that. Well, you make the motion the way you want it to read. I'll second it, and that way it's in the record.
So I'll make a motion that Note 5 will read, applies to fuel trucks not covered by operator's airport liability insurance, comma, while operated on airport premises. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got a second?
Sure.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
I mean, my role in all this was kind of guide the committee through the discussion of developing this thing. So I guess my part is done. It's over to the committee to decide what to do with the document that you've developed.
Do we make a formal recommendation to send it to the council that you would recommend doing?
Right. For, you know, whatever action you think they ought to take on it. Which hopefully is to adopt this policy.
So we, you want to make a motion?
No.
I will. Suggest a motion that someone can
parrot that. Yeah.
The county council adopt.
I think the advisory committee should recommend adoption of the minimum standards as presented.
Todd, how would you like to see it working?
I think it needs to be recommended by the committee that council, that county council approve the minimum standards as adopted.
As recommended by the committee.
No, say adopted by the council. To be consistent with our other documents.
It's up to the council to approve the recommendation, right? And that we're always recommending, they're approving.
Recommend that they adopt this policy.
Well, since this is kind of a big moment, Susan, you want to read back? Are you able to?
I'm waiting for you guys to finish it.
Doesn't this committee have to make a motion to approve and to recommend as drafted, and that recommendation would go to council as the final recommendation, and then it's up to the council to approve. So I think the motion is